Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor faced chaos head-on in a brutal ship battle. Both vessels were badly damaged, but fearing the battle was lost, Chaos fled, ready to return to the physical world to seek vengeance on the loved ones of the people that had defeated him on his own turf. Camilla and Ivana were left alone on Avis when the crew of the Honor was pulled into the realm of chaos. At the moment when victory was a sure thing, their friends were captured and their fleet ambushed by an impossible-to-defeat force. Meanwhile, helpless, Camilla and Ivana watched from the surface. Unable to help their friends, in horror, Camilla watched what was left of her keepers and the outlaws begin to die en masse. Each ship shattered was a friend lost. Meanwhile, Ivana saw her home, the ship she captained, ripped apart, now defenseless thanks to chaos and those faithless outlaws that had pretended to be her friends. You did this. What are you talking about? Your outlaws hamstrung my ship. They're dying, Camilla. Ivana leveled her blaster at Camilla. Camilla tensed her hand on her keeper's blade, ready to spring into motion, ready to do what she had to do in order to survive. And Camilla, it is your fault. Please, Ivana, my people are up there too. What do I care? Keep in mind, I didn't kill your pets when I captured them. I guess that serves me right. Camilla is motionless, every muscle taut. If Ivana misses her first shot, she has a chance to strike before... You're right, Ivana. Camilla drops her sword. It clatters and the blade puffs into smoke. We betrayed you. I've always assumed the worst about you, and... Look, I'm not good at this. I've never been good at the philosophical side of being a keeper. Ivana, what I'm trying to say is I'm just trying to keep all of us together, and we're gonna have to work together, but if that isn't... Ivana fires. Years of marksmanship pay off. Her hand never shook. She never flinched, as she killed the massive limbs and claws held together by melting black flesh. Ivana, thank you. Yes, thank me later, Caterpillar, and please pick up the sword. That was not the last one, I am sure. The ground began to boil thick black tar, as every bit of chaos rose to the surface of Avis, hell-bent on killing the two fools that dared claim the planet as their own. Ivana and Camilla no longer had time to look up and see their friends dying. The onslaught was immediate and relentless. As fast as they could slice and gun down Chaos's haphazardly formed monsters, more would take their place. Soon tunnel vision set in, as the two danced in perfect unison, swinging a sword and firing a blaster within inches of each other, holding the overwhelming force of Chaos at bay. During a brief lull in the fight, the two stood panting, staring at each other, just waiting for more monsters to attack. Each of them smiled as they saw the other's glowing golden eye. They didn't say a word, just embraced, holding each other up before the next attack. Waves gathered around them, a massive, unstoppable force ready to attack as a portal opened behind them, a portal to the realm of chaos. No one on the planet saw Wayland's galleon drop out of phased anti-space, or the largest force of Imposition pirates ever amassed together flying to aid Avis. They didn't see Wayland's ship stitch itself back together after being ruptured. They didn't see on a far-off planet every colonist working together for the first time. They didn't see that Chaos was already losing the fight. All right, and we are back in the realm of Chaos. All of you have just watched Chaos's ship make what was left of its sails, furl what was left of its sails and take off after shouting a threat at you. I believe where we had stopped, your mast was knocked over again. And so basically you're dead in the water and Chaos is escaping.
As Chaos is, because I believe he shouted something as he was starting to sail off to the new location.
Yeah, something to the effect of there's plenty of people for me to, you know, fight on the other side or something like that. He's going back to, you know, kill whoever he can.
I don't remember where Vi was standing at the end of the fight, but the way that I kind of imagine it is our ship is facing away from this island that he's headed to. And so the back of the ship is like he's past us. Vi like runs up to the helm and like hangs on to the railing of the ship as she watches Chaos's ship go. And then she turns around and is like, you can see her visibly shaking. Could you not let the ship get hit for a few minutes? All I did was fix the ship.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when we're getting fired at, is we sometimes get hit and we give them double what we got.
No, I understand that. But at some point, I can't do anything if all I'm doing is fixing what's being shot at and broken. Sully, I don't know what you meant by I'm supposed to take on this, whatever this part of Chaos is. I can't do that when I'm busy fixing things.
That is fair. I would also like to point out that I don't know exactly what we're going to have to do or you're going to have to do. I am as blind as you are, and I understand.
No, I get that. I get that. But I can't do anything right now. I don't understand how I'm supposed to do anything right now in this place. I don't understand how I'm supposed to do whatever is happening with this chaos thing.
We're gonna get through this, Vi. I know it looks like the end of the world, but we're the crew of the Honor. We pull through.
Gila, he just threatened my kids.
So let's go stop him before he can carry out that threat.
How are you all going to stop him? So far, I'm the only one who's landed a blow on this guy. That bandage around him, that was from me. I don't understand how I'm supposed to trust all of you right now. Because you guys left me after Homestead fell, and I had to fix everything then, and I guess I'm just gonna have to keep fixing everything just so we can take this guy down.
You know, Vi, you're right. I wasn't there when you needed me. But I'm here now. And we're in this together. We will get through this.
Mel, I really don't want to hear that right now. I'm just gonna get this ship put back together.
Do you know how many pieces were in that last bomb I made? 27. All kinds of pieces making that bomb work. And that bomb is never going to stay that way forever. It's got to go off and do its exploding stuff. But even when it exploded, you can see the evidence of all those pieces and ingredients and quirks. They leave their mark on the place, and exploding or whatever happens doesn't change that. We're with each other, whether we're exploded or whole, because our crew was built together. And we carry all of each other's pieces with us.
Well, it sure hasn't felt like that in a long time. Maybe I just need some time to refocus.
And we'll be here when you get back.
And Vi is going to go work on the mast.
Mal is going to attempt to help, not saying anything, just working, just helping on whatever she needs.
Do we have, like, bandages for a med bay still, Cody, or no?
You did say you wanted a med bay, didn't you? You, like, specified that as a thing that you wanted?
Yeah. We do have a med bay.
Yeah, we've specified it's, like, horrific. And by horrific, I mean...
It was 17th century.
Yeah, you go from space age tech, which can right. fix anything, to bone sauce.
Here's a jar of leeches.
I will say yes, but it's going to double the amount of bandage that you take.
Cool, we can do that.
So you're like half as likely to, you know what I mean? You're going to accrue bandages twice as quickly will make that'll make it harder to heal because it's a sketchy one.
I think it would be a good idea to try to patch us up at least as much as we can.
I don't know why you say that.
I'm going to go do that.
It's almost like we're going into what might be the final fight.
Oh yeah, I need health.
We all need health.
Yeah, that's literally what we were talking about.
No, I just realized just how much I need health.
Right.
Like, I knew I needed health, but, like, I really need health.
I'm going to start on Gyla. That is a 10.
Woo! Thank goodness.
I don't remember how that mechanic works since we haven't used it in forever.
That's a really good question, actually.
So, she'll get to heal 2, but a normal bandaged is 1. You take one bandaged no matter what, unless you fail, then it's 2 bandage. So this time, since it was a 10, she'll take 2 bandage and heal 2.
Right.
I take 2 bandaged or 1 bandaged?
Normally it's 1, but it's doubled because of the medical bay that we have.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yay, I'm only hurt and not dying.
We're all in the same tier now.
I will keep working on Gyla, because there's no reason not to.
Yeah, you will.
That's a 7.
Sorry, I distracted you.
So now you're rolling at a -4.
Gyla, while I appreciate you tipping me, could you please keep your hands off me until I'm done bandaging you up?
But you're so cute when you concentrate.
Gyla, actively falling apart, still flirting.
Ain't no other way to do it.
I like how it took 4 levels of bandage just to get Gyla in line with the rest of us.
It should be more, shouldn't it? Is it 2 bandages when you're on a 7? No, it's only 1 healing. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. Gyla, would you mind bandaging me up?
Well, we know how that's gone before, but I'll sure give it a try.
I mean, I've never instructed Malcolm on this, and Vi seems occupied with other things right now, so I figured now's not the time to ask.
I mean, I'm happy to try.
What are you doing with that bone saw?
I'm just kidding. I think I fail. What skill am I using?
Smart.
Yeah, that's still 6.
Oh, gosh.
Kayla, do we have any camaraderie?
We don't have any camaraderie.
Yeah, that's a 6.
All right. Anyone else trying to heal anyone else?
I think that's actually 4 bandaged on Sully.
I think it's 4 bandage.
Oh.
Because it's doubled.
Yeah, so you can definitely try again on Sully if you want. I'm guessing you will fail.
Yeah. I don't see a way that I could succeed.
With a -4? Yeah, probably not so much. All right, anyone else?
I think Vi is too off in her own little world to want medical help.
Don't worry, you're still better than Sully.
Just barely.
I think at some point Mal will wander in. Hey Sully, do you think you could maybe patch me up a little bit, seeing as we're probably going into another massive fight here soon?
You see him like poking it, like trying to give himself stitches. Definitely. It sounds way more fun than this.
Did you let Gyla? Why? You know how this goes every time.
I rolled a 2.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I can try again because I have a chance of succeeding still.
Maybe we should have tried the leeches, man.
not good enough, so.
So 8 bandaged on Mal.
Yeah, might be.
Well, Sully, I appreciate you trying, but I can tell that these aren't the tools you're used to.
Not even kind of, and honestly, I think I messed up because I was too worried about, like, giving you tetanus with these. I don't know when they've been cleaned.
Well, I just appreciate you didn't try to use the bone saw.
Yeah, it's scary. I'd rather just use my sword, honestly, and just hack real good once.
I think that would cauterize a lot better, wouldn't it? Does it actually cauterize? Is it like a lightsaber?
It's not. Well, it's made hot. Out of particle. Yeah. I don't think it's hot.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
All right. What's everyone else up to?
Is there any way we can repair any of the damage numbers on our ship? Because we're currently at 2 on our ship.
You mean like the hull damage? Like the damage to like the specific... No, that stays until you go to dock.
Can we fix the other subsystems?
Well, I mean, at the very least, you need to fix your sails.
Vi is working on that.
Yes. What do I...
Vi has to make a roll.
Okay.
And Mal was helping.
Should we do like a camaraderie roll, Cody?
Mm-hmm. Help a friend, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the help a friend thing. Would that be smarts for this?
I believe so, yeah.
That is a 10.
All right, so 2 camaraderie.
It was a little nerve-wracking because the first dice landed on 3 and the other dice was still spending. I'm like, uh-oh, where's this going to go? And it landed on 6. I'm like, perfect.
Bank those points because that's a 14.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so you managed to get the sails like pulled back up again. You know, you like crank on the winches, get the thing set back up, slam some boards on it. You're good to go. It's a little bit creaky. You can see that there's like noticeable damage done to what used to be your very nice ship, but you know, you're able to get it to move again with more consistency than like the steam boost thing that you have that you would have had to like spin up and then blast and spin up and blast, which really wouldn't have been ideal.
I would like to try to repair the gunnery.
Well, okay.
Can I repair cloaking?
Sure.
And I'll do teleporter?
Okay.
Or maybe I let Gyla do the gunnery since that's her baby, and then Mal do the teleporter.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it really technically matters, but that's okay.
Does getting a 7 to 9 matter on this?
Yeah, it repairs it.
No, I meant like, does it like if we don't get a 10 plus?
No, it's in this case, not really.
Okay.
Technically, I should take an action against you because of that, but I'm not doing that right now because that's...
I got a 7 on the teleporter.
I got an 11, of course.
I got a 9.
But it does not matter.
Nice. The guns are really fixed. You polished them a little bit. They're shining.
You couldn't have gotten that 11 when
I know,
you
right?
were trying to
I'm
heal
upset.
Me.
I'm upset.
Me too.
I think it's really fair to blame you for the way the dice rolls. That seems entirely fair.
It's entirely unfair, and it's what everyone does for every game I've ever been in.
Can we sense a weird heading?
Yes, we already know where it is.
Okay. Is that the same way, Chaos?
Well, that and also, like, ships sail fast, but that not that fast. You know, like, okay. Chaos is heading that way.
I mean, I think we head that way.
Yeah, so Mal will get back on the helm and start heading that way once everything's all fixed up.
Perfect. Make me a piloting check.
That is 7.
Okay, the way this will work then is, like, with a 7, I'm going to take an action against you. That will happen if it's like a held action, right? This is the chase up to where Chaos is heading. There will be one bad thing that happens to you, but you were successful.
Okay.
You unfurl your sails, they catch the wind, what little wind that there is, and you start scooting across the inky blackness of this water beneath you, off pursuing Chaos's broken ship. You can see like a little bit of smoke pouring from it. You can even at a distance still see damage. It's like listing and not quite sailing correctly anymore. Neither is your ship. Like all of you are having to kind of bail water on occasion. It's just like cracks have opened up and you know, what used to be water, the watertight hull of your ship is now clearly leaking like a sieve just because of how much strain it's been under during this combat.
I just forgot something I wanted to do.
What?
I want to go below decks, get a banana out of one of the barrels and eat it. How much do I heal?
There are no bananas and you heal nothing.
Dang it.
Oh, you know, I did actually establish that there are potatoes because Lucy was healing them. So you can go up to Lucy and ask him for something. He gives you a potato.
Then I'll eat a potato.
It heals you as much as a potato would heal you, Vinny. That's how much you heal.
Raw potato.
So it heals me a quarter of a hit point.
Well, it depends. If it's vodka, I feel like that would heal quite a bit.
Well, you know, the thing is, you'd be wrong.
At least it makes you think you heal quite a bit.
Okay, so. This pursuit takes a while. It is slow. Neither one of your ships are doing great. This is kind of like a war of attrition, you know, like both, like Chaos knows you're following.
Slow motion chase scene.
But you're both outside of gun range. Is there anything that anyone else wants to do?
Can I try to see if my weird powers are working more now?
You can, yeah.
Because we kind of like took it to Chaos, so I'm wondering if his stranglehold on me specifically is a little bit less.
It's never been on you specifically.
Got a 7.
It's the same. It's no better than okay. No better or no worse. Sorry. You know, sometimes the answer is no, and that's less interesting. So, Gary, this is one of them times.
I presumed it was, but Sully in character would still try. You know, like, he has to.
Makes sense. All right. Anyone else want to do anything?
Not specifically, just have a description. Vi, once she got the mast fixed, she climbed up to the top of the crow's nest and is just being a loner for a bit and leaning forward, like almost willing, trying to will the ship to go faster.
All right. As you're all sailing off in the distance in front of Chaos's ship, you see what would be first a large stone tower begin to form off the horizon, right? And as you sail closer and closer, what you see is an island surrounded by a high, thick stone wall. In the center, there's a gray tower. Around it, you can see that the clouds that are obscuring the sky kind of swirl around this one place. It feels like all the wind in this place basically blows in this direction. The currents all kind of generally move towards this. So, the closer you get, you see that, normally, waves would move across the ocean. These ones move in, right? So, the tides, the wind, the air all pulls towards this one location, right? Towards this fortress in Chaos's realm. And that is where he is sailing to.
So this is Chaos's perpendicularity.
I don't know what that is, but it seems like a reference.
It's a Stormlight reference. It's perpendicularity is how is one of the ways you can travel between the cognitive realm and Roshar. I just reread those, so it's fresh in my memory.
As you approach, you can see Chaos's ship reaches there first, right? And you can actually see them disembarking. He's running down a gangplank, trying to get off the boat, trying to get onto this island. Gates are opening. He's basically just fleeing. And as you do, right when you're about to pull level with his boat, you feel something bump into the underneath hull of your boat. And then you feel an explosion as a mine that he left waiting for you goes off.
Hello.
Of course.
Bombs are only fun when I'm making them. Y'all.
Ooh. Gyla, you take 2 damage as a bomb goes off by the cannons.
Dang it!
Oh no.
Dang it.
You also hear a horrible popping sound as all of those stress points on the hull of your ship buckle and the ship begins to sink. You're close to shore, but you are not on shore as your boat is now taking on water rapidly and sinking.
Vi is going to swing down from the crow's nest and go to look at the damage. I assume this is not fixable.
No, I mean, the cannons are broken, right? That's one thing. So technically the cannons are offline. And when you go down below deck to see that, there are just holes all over the ship. It's
no, I mean, there's, yeah, I was gonna say the ship itself, not the cannons. I mean,
the ship itself has now taken on enough damage that it's falling to pieces.
Yeah, so it's not fixable.
Right.
Okay.
That was going to be my question, is there any role we can do to hammer our boards, or is this past that point?
This is past that point.
Mal is also going to head down, see the damage, and then call out, "All right, I think that's it. I think we need to get into our rowboat and head that way."
Good thing we fixed that.
Oh, freak, you do actually have a rowboat.
Yeah, we do have a rowboat.
And a penguin.
I forgot.
I grab the rope and start making a harness for the penguin again.
Then Gyla grabs some bombs so she can load them on the rowboat.
Vi starts working to lower the rowboat into the water.
So y'all are on board the rowboat. You've hoisted it up to a penguin. Are you just going to try to paddle yourselves or try to tug yourselves over to the island as quickly as you can?
Yes. Not as quickly as we can.
Hmm.
Vi wants to go slow so we don't hit any other mines.
Oh.
That's exactly what Mal was thinking.
Oh. You know, I didn't put any more mines.
Seems like a Cody thing.
Nah, that's fine. So
I kind of assumed that the mine was just there to rid us of our ship.
No, actually, this is fine. make me, so you're going slow and trying to detect minds, right? So what I want you to do is make me an investigate check, whoever is like keeping their eyes out for minds.
If there's multiple of us, do we do a help or do we just both do it?
I would say one of you is doing the one of you is on the front of the boat looking out. Who is that?
I think that would be Vi, since it was her idea first.
You know, that's funny, because I was going to suggest Gyla knows bombs a lot better than I do. She would probably be able to find something in the water.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I can use my bomb skill. Right, I guess it would be smarts, but yeah.
Yeah, you can do smarts. Yeah.
You're right, can you get an additional plus one to that, because you know bombs?
Since there are not bombs, no.
I got a 9. I know my bombs.
Okay, with a 9, well, you can.
I mean, I was gonna be helping as well, potentially. Like that. Do I?
Yes, that's important.
Because it could give us camaraderie.
No,
I'm gonna try to think of the nicest way to say this. Yeah, I mean, basically, no. I don't understand how you could particularly. You know what? I will say this: if you can tell me how you're helping Gyla look for bombs,
I mean,
sure.
Mal would be like looking around, pointing out anything suspicious to Gyla, and then she could look closer, like look at it and be like, oh, that's definitely not a bomb, that's a fish, that's a bomb, avoid that one.
All right,
I have a way I'm helping her. Can I try to roll?
No. Okay, you know what, guys, we need to start not power gaming these help a friend rolls. That is not the intended use.
We've had zero camaraderie for like the past two sessions. We need to make some more before this last thing.
It's not the past two sessions. I think the entire arc we've had zero camaraderie.
No, we had some for the first, like, the first Confluence of Chaos, and then a little bit after. We did have some that we used, but we did use it all.
The game status sheet says we have 2 currently. Is that a lie?
Yes, we just generated.
Okay, cool.
Like a little bit ago. Mal got a 9 to help Gyla point out suspicious things that may or may not be mines.
Okay, so that makes it a 3. Well, I guess you can use 1 point if you want more information here.
Which you might as well. Because that would make it a 10.
I don't think there's more information to glean here. I would save it for some other time.
Well, I think with a 9, you have to use it now, or we don't get it.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think with a 7 and 9, you have to use it immediately.
I believe it is, actually.
Okay, then sure.
Okay, with a 10. So all this time, the water that you've been in has been almost like completely impossible to see through, right? Like it's opaque. But as you finally start getting to shallower waters around this island, like as you're paddling kind of slowly, you can see down into the water. It's a sickening sight because far underneath the water, like, you know, like 20 feet down, you can see the floor of the ocean writhing and moving over itself. It's like looking into a pit of snakes, you know, except not as well made as snakes, you know. It's like these things that are like kind of breaking apart and merging into others. It's just this soup of living flesh at the bottom of the ocean that's just sitting there.
Gross.
All right. You slowly paddle your way, or paddle, I guess, you know, the penguin slowly paddles its way towards the gate of this fort, right? So Chaos's boat pulled up to like a dock, ran down a he ran down like a gangplank onto a dock, and then ran up into like an open gate, right? That's basically where you guys have managed to rowboat yourselves up to. So you're now on a dock looking up, you know, at this, up a few steps up to this gate that is like massive, you know, like stories tall, and just creaked open enough that you could slip through into the darkness beyond.
Before we do that, can we sink Chaos's boat?
Ooh, that's a fascinating question. Yes, you can.
I love how much we're leaning into Sea of Thieves in this.
His boat was just as damaged as ours, and I don't want him running again.
Can we actually set it to be like on a detonator switch?
Ooh.
So that way when he tries to run, he thinks he has an escape still, and then we blow it up.
I like that. I'll attach it to the anchor so that when you start raising anchor, it goes off.
Ooh, okay. I like that idea.
Our idea is that way he thinks he still has an escape.
Until he doesn't.
I get you.
So yeah, so I guess where is Chaos's ship, like at the dock? Nearby.
Oh yeah, you're like standing next to it, and I guess, okay. I forgot to tell you that you have to roll, so roll your like mad chemist thing.
That's a 9.
Take a camaraderie.
I am going to take a camaraderie.
This is important.
This is important.
Okay, so with a 10, you rig up this bomb and nothing bad happens to you as a result, and it works the way that you think it will. So, you know, there's like a trip hook on the anchor that, like, once it gets up so high, you know, like something loses tension and a fuse lights, and then it'll, you know, explode the front of his ship or wherever the anchor is. So y'all are standing, feeling very diminutive and small in front of this hulking, you know, armored island, essentially. It's like this big outer wall, giant gate, and then a rising tower with a swirling tempest above it.
You said the gate was open just enough that we could, like, slip through?
Yeah. Like, one person slipped through it, running away like a coward. Like that.
All right, are you all ready to go slug this butthead?
Well, I hope he doesn't come back as a slug. That would be disappointing.
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's go.
Let's go space him.
As you, like, edge your way between this thick wooden gate, right, so it's feet deep, this thing, huge, meant to seem impervious, but left hanging open just a little bit. As you edge your way in, you see the island itself is made of stone as well, and this tower looks like it's almost grown organically out of it, and then there's a wall surrounding it. So in between the wall and the tower is technically still open to the air, but the walls are so tall that it feels shadowed, you know? And standing halfway between the gate and the tower is Chaos. He's clearly bleeding.
Quick question. Does the construction of this, like, tower fortress area look like the palace thing that we saw in the, like, space between?
Similar. Yeah. Be of a similar style. Yeah.
Okay.
He is clearly injured. Like, he still has a bandage on his, like, stomach from where he was gut shot by Vi. You can also see several cuts and scrapes from being on a ship that was getting shot with cannons. He is looking extremely beat up as he stands there holding his stomach and a pistol waiting for the four of you.
Vi pulls out her, a blunderbuss and aims it and shoots at him.
Ooh, so zero conversation, just immediately going for
zero conversation. No, he threatened her kids.
All right, roll blast some baddies.
I don't think Sully's waiting either, you know? I feel like he's talked enough with Chaos.
That's a 10.
Ooh. Okay, let me think about this for a second. So wait, okay, I want to like paint this picture here. I kind of like this thing where everyone goes at once, then we decide how it looks. So basically all of you push through this gate. You see Chaos. He's like standing there holding a gun, but like seems like he was waiting for you in like an almost conversational way, right? You roll around the corner and Jyla, you just shoot him, right?
Vika.
Sorry. Gosh, Vika, you just shoot him. All right, Sully, what are you doing? Same thing. All right. What about everyone else?
Same. I think we're done with this. Done with this space and nonsense. We just lost our ship for the second time.
I really do want someone to be like trying to make a quip and then just like three gunshots ring out like, oh, I guess we're shooting.
So anyway, I started blasting. I guess, what did you expect us to do in this situation?
I mean, I like this. So you started blasting. I approve.
Okay.
What did everyone roll?
7.
Also 7.
And Jyla hasn't said hers yet.
Did you not?
Yeah, I got a 10 roll. I was planning on rolling a bomb behind him.
Oh.
So that he's maybe forced closer to us.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I hope you just roll it into the powder room. What is it called?
The powder room.
The bathroom.
You know, like how they put all the gunpowder in like a single room, so if it blows up, it's not blowing up the entire castle. But it's like,
do they do that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Like in old forts, they'd have like one room that had all the black powder, so that way like a spark wouldn't light it off, and they were like really secure about those things. Like you had to wear special clothes to go in them to pull out like all the gunpowder for like cannons and stuff.
Okay.
It doesn't go in the powder room.
All right.
I'm just saying, it's a cool thing, and it would have been hilarious. She got a 10.
So, as soon as all of you walk in, and you all raise your guns to fire, like, in that same instance, Chaos is like, Now look! And then, like, three gunshots go off. Chaos gets hit in, like, both shoulders and a hip, right? He immediately falls to the ground and starts scrabbling backwards as a bomb blows up behind him and throws him forward. He staggers to his feet and just goes, "Fine, dive in!" And, shuffles backwards towards the palace, like the tower door. And at the same time, all of you hear a rushing, crashing sound, like huge waves smashing into the side of this tower. What's everybody doing?
Hang on. I need a visual description for where we are.
You are in between, so there is a tower. There is a wall around the tower. You are in between the walls and the tower. You just shot Chaos. He was about to monologue.
We're hearing the splashing on the walls, not the tower.
You're hearing waves on the walls.
Got it.
So, like, you can hear it, but you are not yet getting hit with water.
Got it. Okay, sorry.
As he says, "Fine, dive in," and turns and runs.
Okay.
So he's already gone then.
Towards the tower, yeah.
So Chaos is like gone then.
He's running.
It's like too late to keep running, okay.
It is not too late to keep shooting him.
I think Sully's going to try to keep pace and keep shooting him.
Same with Vi.
Yeah, I think the same with Mal.
Okay, so you're running.
Yeah.
Yes, we're running after him.
Yeah, I guess if we're just chasing after him, I guess we'll go.
Yeah, for Sully, the option is if it's shoot him and lose sight or keep sight of him and not shoot, he will keep sight of him.
You can do both. This is like a chase, and doing damage to him is not impossible. But if what you want to do is chase him, that is fine.
I mean, he wants to end him is what he wants to do. So if I can keep it, if he can't get away far, if I can shoot and keep close enough to him that he won't just be gone in the wind, I will shoot.
I'm trying to think of the right way to tell it. You're getting too bent out of shape about whether or not you're shooting or chasing. Those can be the same action. Like, you're not going to kill him right now on these steps with, like, one lucky shot. That's not what's about to happen. He has more health than that. But it is not doing nothing.
So something else I was thinking about that might be a good idea is that door is still propped open slightly. Might be a good idea to close it in case the thing, like, the waves that are coming from the outside might be carrying baddies with them and maybe slow them down from getting in.
That's a good idea.
So I think that's what Mal's going to do before chasing after Chaos.
Okay.
Guy is only thinking one thing, and that's take him down.
All right, everyone roll me act under pressure rolls.
Is that cool?
That is
yes.
Cool.
7.
13.
12.
10.
Okay. We will do Mal's half of this. No, actually, no. We'll do the half of you doing this whole Chaos chase, right? Sully. You begin trying to run your way up this slope, but, you know, it's, like, slick with ocean water, and it's rather steep. You, like, try to take a couple of shots, but really they just kind of go wide. It's, like, you know, not great conditions. At this point, like, Chaos has reached the door of this tower, and you hear, like, him thundering up the steps. But before he gets there, Jyla and Vika, you both are firing shots at him, and you can see him, like, getting hit and black, like, you know, that, like, same chaotic material that has been, like, infecting things this whole time. You can see that, like, splattering from the wounds. Oh, I just, like, slapped my mic really hard. You can see that splattering from the wounds as he's getting hit. You can see it, like, hitting the wall of the tower and, like, the steps as he's, like, now actively bleeding, and you can almost see, like, parts of him sloughing away as his body is deteriorating as he's sprinting his way up these steps. Everywhere that you see those splatters of black, though, they don't just, like, sit or slowly slide down. They begin to wriggle and pull away from the wall, falling to the ground and beginning to, like, try to coalesce themselves into shapes. Meanwhile, Captain Malcolm Llewellyn, you tear backwards across this open area between the wall and the tower to the gate in an attempt to slam it shut. When you get there, you look out and see that the water is receding as a wave of this black flesh is smashing up the side of the walls of this tower, no longer even attempting to turn into the shape of a dragon or of a sea monster or of something like that. It is just a mass of flesh that is attempting to crush in on this tower. As you get there, you slam the door shut just in time to keep this from just immediately pouring in. And you feel like a moment of, oh, I did it, it's fine. And then you can hear as it like is slapping and crushing and sliming its way up over the top of the walls. And as you pedal backwards and look up, you can see it begin to spill over the top. This mass of just chaotic flesh now raining down into the area between the wall and the tower with you. What's everybody doing?
Mal is booking it for the tower.
All right. So you are all rushing up the stairs of this tower. You can hear, like, far above you, chaos, like, kind of keeping, like, pace ahead of you. You can see, like, trails of blood. Or, like, not blood, but, like, this black flesh that he's leaving from all the wounds that have been, like, blown through him. And these little figures that are beginning to form up are getting to the point where they're like knee high and are starting to grab at you.
Vi is ignoring as much as she can the things that are like trying to grab at us and is just pushing back, just pushing past them to get to chaos.
Can I focus on using my particle axe to be chopping at all the ankle biters?
Sure.
For us, not just me, but like anything around me.
Yep.
Or the other people.
I'm going to try to keep pace with Vi.
Okay.
And go after chaos.
I think Mal will also try to keep the ankle biters, as Jayla put it, off of us.
I got a 9 for that.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Finally. What am I rolling?
Cool.
Still cool. Okay. 10. Finally.
7.
7.
Okay. Both of you rolled 7.
Yep.
So, Sully, you like easily kind of keep pace at this point. You're like starting to get to the point where you can see like Chaos's heels as he's still just rushing up steps. Like you see landings and rooms as you run up the steps. You might hit a landing that's a room that you could tell was like this extravagantly decorated, like gothic horror looking thing. But it's a blur as you just keep running past them as Chaos is clearly just trying to get to the top of this tower as quick as possible. Meanwhile, all of you can hear a rushing noise, and if you like stumble and look back for a moment, you can see like just basically writhing snakes just smashing their way up behind. And meanwhile, these creatures that are growing ever larger that Chaos is basically dropping in his wake are, you know, grabbing at your ankles. So all of you that rolled 7s, which I believe was Vika, Jyla, and Mal, at one point all of you fall to the ground and are immediately overtaken by things that are now quickly like growing to the size of large dogs. They aren't really human-shaped. They vaguely have limbs. Mostly they're just, like, rock-hard muscle smashing into you and pushing you against, like, stone walls as all of you take 2 damage. Oh, boy. Jyla, at this point, you're, like, actively bleeding all over the place. You can barely, like, see straight as you're, like, stumbling up the steps. Like, in all of these moments, there's, like, either one of you goes to the rescue of the other, or Lucy will, like, step in and, like, grab one of these things off of you and throw it down the stairs as it tumbles down, as 3 of you are kind of hanging back. Or no, 2 of you were kind of hanging back, and Vika, you just keep getting tripped up as you're trying to keep pace with Chaos.
Did Jyla and I, since we were trying to prevent these things from getting to us, did that not prevent any of the damage?
Trying to think of the right way to put this. It did, kind of, but there is an infinite number of these. You're fighting a wave, so kind of, okay. But you're not going to hit a point where it's like, and we stopped it and we won. Like, this is bad. You're fighting the inevitable.
Okay.
Basically, the difference is that Sully didn't take damage and was able to, like, outstrip a little bit easier than he could have. All right. What's everybody doing?
I keep chase.
Same.
Yeah, I think try to keep going if I can.
Yeah, I think at this point Mal realizes that fighting this wave is not productive, and he's just going to try to book it up the steps.
Sure.
Is that another cool?
Yeah, this is all act under pressure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. 5.
7.
To 10.
4.
Oh no.
Okay. So this is what happens. Malcolm, you are the first out, right? And you rush up. How focused are you in this moment? Are you pretty like tunnel visioned on your chasing chaos?
I would say no. Like, his goal initially was keep everyone safe as we chase chaos. And I think that's still his goal. He just realized that fighting this wave was not productive, but he's still like keeping his team safe is primary. Getting the chaos is secondary.
Perfect. Malcolm, you are the first onto this landing, and what you see happens very quickly. There is a portal similar to the one that you fell into before. It looks like a tear in reality. It's like kind of like this dark shimmering mirror, almost somewhat liquid. And you see Chaos sprinting towards this. On the other side of it, you see Ivana and Camilla break apart from an embrace as way more creatures than you could ever imagine them defeating begin to crash towards them.
From their side.
From their side, yes. Like, they are being attacked.
Yeah.
Right? And you see Chaos going to join the fray. Meanwhile, you hear a shout and turn around as you see basically everyone else gets swamped. So Jyla is almost out of the fray, right? Like limping, clearly barely holding on to life. And you see one of these like little ankle grabbing things catch a foot and she falls to the ground. Meanwhile, Vika and Sully just totally get overtaken. Like this horde that has been building up behind all of you just totally grabs them and pulls them under. And at the same time, you see Lucy launch himself from the... He was standing next to you, launch himself back towards this, like, boiling staircase, knocking the one creature off of Jyla, and then starts hacking his way through the ones that are, like, slowly devouring Sully and Vika. He pulls both of them free and is kind of like shoving them up the stairs going, "You must get out of here and save your family." As he's still like trying to hold off this horde of stuff that's like grabbing him and dragging him under. All of you are standing in a room looking at Ivana and Camilla through a portal about to be devoured by an entire horde of chaos monsters that Chaos just jumped through while Lucy is holding the gate with like the ore that he's been using this whole time. What does everybody do?
Sully says, "Thank you, Lucy," and then dives through the portal.
Vi doesn't say anything to him. She's chasing chaos.
So as you like run past and immediately start chasing chaos, like the last thing he said to you was like, "You need to get out of here."
I think Jyla runs up the stairs and is about to go through the portal and yells over her shoulder, "Lucy, you better space and follow." And then she's like, gone.
All of you feel a like disgusting feeling of like moving through like solid Vaseline, like dirty, gritty Vaseline. And then suddenly you're standing in the room that you left what feels probably now like weeks ago, looking at Ivana and Camilla, who are both like surrounded by corpses, and you like can feel the portal slide shut behind you.
No!
That is where we are ending.
No! No!
We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, The Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble, it's trouble that makes the outlaw.